David Pollock, open mouth,
oh,
insert
boy.
Leg.
Talk yes, about it.
But now I'm going to stick my foot in my mouth, probably. I want people on this committee, guys, that can watch
tape. Played football.
Yes, that have played,
played football.
That are around football, that can tell you different teams on tape, not on paper.
So no woman belongs on the committee because no man has played football. Is that what
you said?
Women.
That.
No, I'm asking you.
I disagree.
I disagree.
I like these guys. I need somebody on there that's play. Most of the guys that I know that have played football at a high level, I don't want them picking out breakfast cereals, much less something this complex. I'm saying most. There's some good ones out there that you and I, we all know. But that sort of idea somehow is always, that's illogical, you know? Well, I've got to play the game. Well, okay. So I got a couple of offensive linemen from the Cowboys in the mid-'80s. They played.
You know, Howard Cosell entitled his autobiography, I Never Played the Game.
Yeah.
And, you know, the idea that if you didn't play, you didn't know what you were talking about. That's a little narrow-minded.
Paul Feinbaum never played the game. I think he's one that's recommended on there.
Very good.
Jeff Long didn't play college football, did he?
No, he played as a baseball guy.
Yeah. Played high school.
Yeah, he's on the committee. And the old Auburn coach.
Pat Dye.
Yeah. Did he play at Alabama?
I don't know.
Ty Dye, yeah, sure, he played for the Bears.
He sure flaps his lips a lot, I know that. Michael Wacha, the outstanding pitcher for the Cardinals, was flapping something else, actually more fanning Pittsburgh Pirates at a rampant pace.
The pitch, ground ball right to the shortstop. Cosmo was playing up the middle. He throws out Morneau. Seven innings. The Pirates do not have a hit. We're going to the eighth inning. The Cardinals come up, leading 2-0 in Pittsburgh.
That's true. They did.
Don't you ever wonder about, you get Phil Ellison on here, baseball guys, how they lead the rest of their life? I'd like a double of cheese and put some pickles and mustard on that. And I'll have a soda and an order of fries.
Just a bit outside.
Yeah. It's a lot better than the Detroit home run call last night.
And it's back, and it's like he can't catch it because it's over the fence.
That's
a homer.
This is a clip from my man Joe Franklin down the hall.
Yeah.
This week we talked to Imani Toomer, who was a member of the Giants when they used to be good, when they used to play pro football.
A Michigan man.
Yeah, remember that? Remember when they played pro football? Let me tell you something. This guy, he may have finished at the top of his class. Sharp dude. Enjoyed him. And the thing I love best is he agrees with me on the Pro Bowl.
Yeah, I think it's a joke. I think that it always has been a joke. I remember when I even came to the NFL, I remember watching a Pro Bowl thinking, yeah, I don't care about that.
We also talked to him about a team in London. I said, you know, doesn't it bother you that, gee, there isn't a team in L.A., but they were talking about putting a team in London?
No, I love it. I love it because I don't think L.A. can sustain a team. They've had many opportunities to have teams, and they constantly got in their way, and teams left. I mean, the Rams left L.A. and went to St. Louis. That should tell you something right there.
Yeah. I mean, the man is brutally honest. I can't wait to get Imani Toomer back on. He was great. This week, our Top 10 Tuesday included Zach Galifianakis between two ferns. What was it, Matt? The 10 best insults ever?
10 cruelest insults.
Cruelest insults between two ferns. A couple of highlights from that. This is Zach talking to Steve Carell.
Okay. Like when you go to the beach and someone yells, shark, shark, and then they just realize that it's Steve Carell doing the backstroke.
When you go to the beach and you swim out past the buoys, do people think that there's an island there?
I'm not that fat, man.
You are.
No, I'm not that fat.
You're pretty fat.
If you were to do like my percentage of body fat versus your percentage of how much your nose weighs, I guarantee that your nose per capita weighs more than what I would.
All right, you fat so.
Good news is he also takes shots at Justin Bieber.
When you're in the recording studio, do you ever think, hey, what if I don't make something shitty? Does that pop into your mind in the process?
The fact that I am able to make music and inspire people, I feel like music is like a sixth sense.
Hey, good luck with that. Hey, last but not least, Miley Cyrus on the Today Show following her Saturday Night Live appearance, talking to Matt Lauer. And I find this as a 39-year-old who's almost 40 offensive.
Side of you that we're seeing a lot of right now, something that's going to be here for a while and then move on to something else.
Well, I heard when you turn 40, things start to go a little less sexual. So probably around 40, around that time, I heard that's when people don't have sex anymore. So I guess maybe around then.
Do you know how old I am?
I'm going to guess 40. You don't.
I love you again. 55.
55. Oh, well, then you're really definitely not sexual.
Shut up, Miley.
Yeah, stick your tongue out and shake your behind.
Yeah, twerking little freak, ya.
You saw where the inventor of the foam number one finger has sued her.
No.
Yes.
That's funny. That is funny. So many things here. So many things on the Keith Lee Service Coming Live fan feedback that I'm not going to read. Wayne does point out that Oprah's not from Chicago, Bill.
Originally?
She's from Mississippi.
Oh, that's right.
Hope you're happy.
Well.
She may